all that to me. Let me tell you, this message I'm about to preach, I told Jason twice I wasn't going to do it. Matter of fact, this last night, I laid in the bed and I said, I cannot do this message because I'm about to be so transparent. Keeping it real with God is the message in tough moments, Jay. Keeping it real with God in those tough moments. You know, this past week, I don't know, or the past 2 weeks, I have been glued to the television because of the boys in the cave and their coach. And I had been glued and watching it and trying to keep up to date with it and trying to make sure that I was aware because I wanted to pray for those boys, right? I wanted to make sure that they were going to come out okay. So I was like, God, deliver them from the cave. Deliver from the cave. Bring them out of that cave. Bring them out of that dark space. I know they're probably scared and terrified. And I know they probably don't know what to do. They're probably at their wits' ends. But God, you deliver them from that cave. And 2 weeks went by. And I'm sure, like many of you, like me, many of you were praying for them to be delivered. Amen. And when they got delivered out of that cave, I began to praise God like it was my son or my husband getting delivered out of that cave. So I want us real quick just to give God praise for delivering them out of the cave. Because just like I'm reminded, just like they can get delivered from the cave, guess what? I can get delivered from my caves. That the enemy torments me with, that the enemy has blinded me with. So just like they can get delivered from their dark space and their dark place, I can get delivered from my dark space and their dark place. Guess what? You can get delivered from your dark space and your dark place. I'm gonna keep it real this morning. Keeping it real with God through tough times. So here these boys are going to what they think is going to be fun times. And as they go, they find themselves caught in turmoil, right, where they can't get out. And the storm has come to where it has closed every entrance way that they see possible. Every visible space that they look is closed with the naked eye. And so they're sitting in this dark place, this cave, and they probably think, oh my goodness, this is where my life will end, in this dark place, in this cave. A year ago, I turned 45, yes. Turned 45. Somebody say, girl, you look good for 45. I turned 45. And something clicked. I don't know what it was. But I was in a place that I literally had never, ever, ever in my life experienced before. A place with overwhelming chatter. And no matter how hard I prayed or the word came, my husband praying over me, me praying over me, there was a darkness. And I remember the other morning when I heard and learned that the boys had been delivered. I was actually up trying to get my workout on. And I was working out and I saw that they had been delivered from this cave. And that very moment, I began to feel an emotion that had become familiar with me. Too familiar for me at the age of 45 or the last year. And it was a feeling of a hopelessness. Because here I am, I'm married to a pastor and I'm serving in the ministry and I've been serving all these many years and I've been praying and I'm praying over other women. I'm praying over the marriage. I'm praying over the men. I'm praying for other people to go through and conquer and overcome their fears and live out their purpose. And here I am in this dark cave of hopelessness. And it was a feeling that I've had way too familiar, where tears began to come down my eyes of despair. And when I saw those guys get delivered, those boys get delivered after prayers and prayers have gone forth, and I saw that, and God spoke to me at that very moment. He said, Barbara, if I can deliver them out of a cave where overwhelming circumstances seemed unbeatable, don't you know that I can deliver you from your cave? And at that moment, be honest, because I was at a place I almost still didn't believe. Because I had prayed since December for this place that I'm in to be taken off of me, and it was still there, and it would come back at times where I thought it was, I was past it. It was a cave. And later that day, God said, Barbara, don't you know, Jason said, Barbara, I want you to speak. And I was like, what? And so he said, I don't know, but I want you to speak. And so we began to talk about it, and I said, well, you know, God's been, so I'm not saying that I want to speak. No, I told him, I said, this is the thing. I'm not in the place to speak life into anyone. My mind is in a dark cave. And I said, even this morning when God began to speak to me about the cave where the guys have gotten delivered, and he said, that's what you got to talk about, because you're not the only one in this cave. He said, matter of fact, Barbara, this is the thing. There are people even either coming out of their cave moment, in their cave moment, or going through their cave moment. And they're going to have to hear someone that may be in their cave moment and the techniques that you're doing to get out of this cave moment. I'm going to give you some techniques today because I'm still practicing it. But I believe, Jay, that just like God's done things for me in the past, I'm going to come out like pure gold because I'm an overcomer. And if it takes me ministering and giving this just transparent with all of you today to come out, guess what? I'm ready. So some of you may be sitting up here thinking, Sister Barbara, matter of fact, I've been praying to get married for this last, I don't know how long, since I've been 20. I'm in my 40s now, and it seemed like that person is not coming. Let me tell you, it's just a cave moment. I've been praying that I get out of the psyche, out of my head. Like, I feel like there's this cloudiness there, and every time I try to pray, I can't. It's just a cave moment. I've been praying for me to give birth to something bigger than me, whether it's physically or naturally. I want to give birth to my very purpose that God has given me. But it seems like every time bad news comes and this comes and people come with their ideas and concepts, that just doesn't work. And I'm tired because I've been praying for all this time, and it seems like God cannot hear me. Look at your neighbor and say, it is a cave moment. Some of you may be in here and your marriage, you said, when I married this person, I loved them. But it seems like now every time we're in each other's presence, we break out into an argument, and I don't understand me, and she doesn't understand me, and I just don't understand what's going on, and we just keep, every time we try to get down and sit down and pray about, we just, and I just feel like I've been praying for my lifeless, loveless marriage to get joy back and peace back, and it's not coming. Let me tell you, it is just a cave moment. And so we're going to talk about how to overcome these cave moments. Are you ready? Look at your neighbor and say, we're about to overcome these cave moments. Because it's just a moment. It's just a moment that's trying to distract us from where God is taking us, for what he really wants to accomplish in our life. It's just a moment. So I was going to take my bracelets off, but I changed my mind. My hands are too fat. I can't take them off. Okay, cute. All right, so 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, it says, no temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experience, nor is any temptation unusual beyond human resistance. But God is faithful. But God is faithful. Thank you, Jay. But God is faithful to his word. He is compassionate and he's trustworthy. And he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. It's just a temptation. It's a test right now, but he's not going to put more on me than what I can bear. So, but along with the temptation, he has in the past, and is now and always going to provide a way of escape for me. So, that ye will be able to endure without yielding, without giving up, without feeling overwhelmed or overcome, that you will be without yielding and you will overcome this temptation. You will overcome. You will get out of your cave moment and move out with joy. Look at your neighbor and said, we're coming out of this cave moment. So as I began to really research this and really began to study this, and I truly believe that God gave me these information to give to you because it's time. And so the first thing that I want to tell you this is you are not alone. I'm standing here as a living witness to say you are not alone in your cave moments. Now, I'm going to tell you this. This is the thing, because the enemy will have us think that we're the only one going through this moment. Matter of fact, me and Jason was having a discussion about a month ago now, or sometime around that time, and I said, you don't understand. You're not a woman. You don't understand what I'm going through. You don't quite. And what am I doing? Alienating him from my situation. But the point is, I need him. We all need someone to speak into our life. Because when those moments come, they become so distorted, so tainted, so dark, so overwhelming that it will take you under. So you are not alone. Am I bringing commonality to this? Yes and no, because this is the thing. No, because you're feeling what you're feeling. And no one can take that feeling from you. That emotion is there. And you, no one can take that emotion with you. But let me tell you, your emotions and your feelings will keep you in that cave if you allow it. So you need people in your life to help you make it through that moment. You know, my dad was a geographical guy, and he watched it every time. And every time the enemy would attack, I mean, every time the animals would attack another animal, it was always someone that was isolated and alone from the pack. Every time. So the thing is, I want you to know that in this time of the cave moment, do not isolate yourself. Speak to someone about it that you trust. If you're married, speak to your spouse. If you're having problems with your spouse, go speak to another married couple that you can trust to help you get through that moment. If you're looking for faith to happen, find a faith partner that can speak words and pray over you and talk to you and speak encouragement over you, because you're going to need that in this cave moment. Because you're right, Jay. This is the thing. The boys in there, what they said, I was reading an article, and it said the boys that were in a cave, the reason why they stood as long as they did for those 2 weeks is because they had each other. If they were alone, the odds would have been diminished because the mind, the chatter would have taken them out. So you need someone. So always remember, you are not alone. Remember. Hear my words. If you don't hear anything else, if you don't, because I'm telling you, they will tell you that the church don't understand. They will tell you that your friends and your family, you are not alone. Come talk to me. You are not alone. Okay? So that's the first one. Number two, God is faithful. You know, experts in the cave, when they first found out that the boys were missing, they began to call experts from everywhere. And it wasn't just experts from just anywhere. I mean, they called out the big dogs. I mean, they were calling them out. And they were telling them to come on in because they were going to come up with a plan to get them out of that cave. Amen? Don't you know that if God is so faithful for them to get the experts in cave removing people? If he's going to get the experts in those areas, just think what he can do for you. He's working behind the scenes, and you may not see it all, but he's pulling out the very best experts for you. Matter of fact, you can go back into the word and be like, this is when God did this for me. Matter of fact, you sometimes have to go back and remember what he's done for you in the past and how faithful he was for you in the past, and bring that remembrance back up to know that he's going to do it for you again. Our God is faithful. Matter of fact, God was so wise that he said, I'm going to make people write their testimonies in this book that people can take anywhere they want to, and it's called a Bible. Matter of fact, he said, I'm going to put it to where I'm going to create this guy named Steve Jobs to where he can now put it on Facebook or whatever, iPad and iPods, iPhones, you know, whatever Steve Jobs did. And he said, I'm going to make it to where they can have it at the touch of their hands so they can always look back at the stories, not just in my life, but other people's lives, and see how I've been faithful. Because when they do get into those cave moments, they can look and say, this is what he did. He'll do it again. So remember, always remember, my God is faithful. Look at your neighbor and say, shake your hand at him, your finger. My God. Baby girl, my God is faithful. Baby boy, my God is faithful. I think Rose said during when we spoke for Women's History, I don't know when it was, God will fix it. My God is faithful. He will fix it every time. And it may not be when we think it's going to be, but he will do it, Jay. He will fix it. Every time. So we always remember what? Ooh, amen. You guys got it. The third time. It's so funny. I hear somebody saying now, but she always seems so happy. Honey! I heard you saying it. I did. She always seems so happy. Girl, baby boy. The cave moment. It's a cave moment. Number three. So God is faithful, number two. Number three, you can handle it. Came above this story, and I've heard it some time ago, and then Jason reminded me of the story just recently. I heard it when I was taking a sociology class, And in there was a tribe. It was a Cherokee tribe. Anybody heard of this story before? Well, let me be the first to tell you. There was a Cherokee tribe, and in the Cherokee tribe, in order for the young boys to go into manhood, they take them out into the forest alone. Young boys like this. And then what they do is they leave them out there in the forest overnight. They blindfold them, take them out there, leave them out in the forest overnight. That is not an American mama. Or put it this way, that is not Barbara Scales' mama. Okay? But yes, they take them out into manhood. We all have our different rituals, and this is their ritual. And it works for them. It works for their culture. Okay? And so they take them out into this forest, and they leave them there overnight blindfolded, and they cannot make a peep. Matter of fact, they tell them that you cannot move, you cannot make a peep, you cannot do anything. And so these boys, young boys, are out there all alone, assumingly. They are there, left by themselves, to fend for themselves. Now, if you've ever been to a forest, which I have not, there's dangers out there in that forest, I'm sure. I mean, there's things called bears. And I'm sure that snakes are out there. Oh, my God, rip, snakes, where you guys go fishing. Well, yes, I don't understand that. And bears. And they stay there overnight. And so as they stay there overnight, in the, I'm sure the fear, the anxiousness, the whatever they're feeling overcomes them. But they sit there. And I'm probably even sure that maybe tears run down their eyes because they're fearful, but they know they can't scream out because they're trying to accomplish something bigger than them. And they realize that. They realize they're trying to conquer something that's important to their culture, something that's going to take them into something where they will live out their purpose. I'm sure they understand that. And as they're there, and then that next morning when they wake up, they can actually take it off and the sun comes up and they're told that night before that they can take it off. And I'm sure they probably rip it off as soon as the sun comes. And when they look up, they realize that their father was there all along. That he was just at the stump right next to them, watching their every move, protecting them, watching over them. And if something would have come to try to get them, the father was prepared to take them out. Don't you understand that God says you can handle it because he equipped you with everything you need through the word of God? But not only that, he's saying, I'm here for you. I'm faithful. You can handle it because although you're in the cave and you may not hear the audible words that I'm saying, you may not hear because I'm going taking you through a test. But this is the thing I want you to understand. If something comes too close, I'm going to take them out. So that's why he says, I'm with you, and you can handle it, because I'm going to never leave you nor forsake you. So number one, what is it? You're not alone. Number two? And number three? All right. And number four, almost to my last point. Number four, it says, there is a way of escape. Waymaker, miracle worker, what's the next promise keeper? Light in the darkness. I'm sure that those boys that was in that cave, you see how dark it is. I'm sure that they didn't understand this. That the tunnel, matter of fact, it says this in the story that I was reading about them. And it said that the canal was covered with water. And to their visible eyes, there was no way of escape. They could not see the way out. Can you understand their despair? But I bet when that light began to shine, from the workers that had been working overnight, working out a plan to get them to safety, to recover them back to where they need to be with their families. I bet you when they saw that glimmer of light, they probably said, wait a minute. Is that light I'm seeing in the darkness? Wait a minute. I know in caves it doesn't supposed to be light, but that's not the sun. Is that light I'm seeing in my darkest moments? Is that light? And what they didn't understand is that all that time when they knew that there was, or they could visibly thought, they physically thought that there was no way for escape, there were people working behind the scenes to make the escape possible for them. There's people in your life that God's putting in your life that you may not even understand, but they're speaking on your behalf. They're talking for you. You don't have to fight that battle by yourself because they're doing it all for you. There's people doing that task for you, making a way of escape. God says, when the doctor says no to your womb, when the doctor says no, I'm making a way for it to happen, a way of escape. You may not physically understand how this is going to happen. You may not physically comprehend. Scientific people say it's not going to happen. But let me tell you, my God is faithful, and he's my light in the middle of my darkness. He is my way maker for me to get out of my cave moment. He is my way of escape. Look at your neighbor and say, he is my way of escape. Say hallelujah for being your way of escape. Woo! He's your way of escape. And he's working on behind the scenes, preparing things for you. And number five, are you ready for this? So what's number one? Not alone. Number two. Number three. Are you ready? You can handle it, because you got to remember this. Every single time, my God will conquer the enemy. And because I am his daughter, and because you are his son, he's going to make sure that you will overcome. He wants you to have the life that he's ordained you to live. Matter of fact, he says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But what does he come to do? He comes to give you life. So that means that you will overcome. And you know, I was reading, and it said this in the cave. It said, right when the boys began to come and get distracted, each one of them get pulled out of the cave, every single one of them, and the coach, every single one of them begin to get pulled out of the cave. And at the very last moment, the pumps stopped working. So not only did he deliver them from the cave, but he delivered them just in the midst of time. God says, you think you're at your end of your rope. You think that you can't go any further. Matter of fact, you think and you're thinking about giving up. But God said that I'm not going to put more on you than you can bear. I've already made a way of escape for you. And a matter of fact, you're going to overcome. You're going to overcome this darkness. You're going to overcome this cave moment. Your marriage will be successful. Your family will function. Your children will be saved. You will give birth to children. You will give birth to lots of children. You will get married. You will have a happily marriage. You will move up in your career. You will own your own business. You will, you will, you will, you will, you will overcome. Don't let the enemy trick you and say you're not, because God's already given a plan for you. Go back and revisit 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Every time he tries to come and you say, my God said he will, I will overcome. And I'm going to trust his word. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to trust his word. I want to encourage you today, because I'm done. I want to encourage you today, for those who are entering into their cave moment, God's given you principles. Matter of fact, he sent me a vessel going through a cave moment herself to come talk to you about how you can overcome and how you will overcome. And for those of you that are in your cave moments, honey, we're getting ready to get out the cave. We're getting ready to get out the cave. And let me tell you, when we come out, because it's going to be soon, right? I don't know about you. Y'all going to have to make these aisles a little bit bigger. I'm going to run. Because I'm coming out. And then this, for those who have already been in their cave moment, I want you to begin to testify about your cave moment. Use social media. Because guess what? People that are going, people that are in, we want to know how God is faithful in your life. And we want you to share how God is faithful in your life. One, so we can rejoice for you, just like we did at the beginning for the boys that got delivered from the cave. And two, so it can give us faith, knowing that he will do it for me, that he will do it for you, because he will. I want to take this moment, and I want to pray for those individuals that are entering into a cave moment. I want to pray for those individuals who are in their cave moment, and I'm going to ask our prayer warriors that are here, Yolanda, you know who you are. I don't want to call you out. You just come. Stacy, you guys come. You guys come. You come. You come. Deborah, you guys come. You come. Whoever our prayer warriors are, who are they? Where are they? Where are they? It's a cave moment. You hear me? It's just a cave moment. It's not going to be there long. You know who I'm talking to. It's a cave moment. You will overcome this. It won't look like the rest. Do you hear me? It will not. God will not allow it to. He wants you to come out of this cave moment. He will. Come on, Carrie, you want to come? Chad, please, please. Our prayer warriors, please, Lonnie, please. And if you are, I want you to stand on your feet, and we're all going to be on one accord right here. Rest on your feet. If you are in a moment where you understand, I need just someone to touch and agree with me, and it